Blog Talk Radio.
You fabulous folks. First, let me just read her bio to you. She's awesome and amazing. Keisha Green is no stranger to the literary world. She is the owner of Diva Books, Inc., the author of several titles, including the hit novel, And Even If I Did. That was the first works that I read by Keisha, by the way. She's a literary consultant and promoter, a fabulous one. As the host of Writer's Life Chats, an online radio show, Green interviews aspiring and seasoned authors. Writer's Life Chats has been nominated multiple times for Best Blog Talk Show, winning the title in 2010, 2011, and 2014. Green is also an avid reader and book reviewer whose reviews have appeared on Urban Book Source, Shelfari, Goodreads, Amazon, and other notable sites. As a firm believer in Each One Teach One, Green launched Literary Jewels in 2011, an online resource for aspiring writers interested in self-publishing. Green has also participated in numerous panel discussions on the topic of publishing. A contributing writer for a number of sites, virtual assistant, and promoter for various authors, and is the recipient of the 2014 Literary Excellence Award presented by Black Pearls Magazine. Right there now. Keisha, my love, can you hear me? I'm trying to bring her on, but I'm working from my cell phone, so please, please, please. Forgive me. So while I'm trying to work out my technical difficulties, I'm not going to give you all dead air. I'm tell y'all about my fabulous tour, the Writing Warrior Tour, which why I'm doing this show from location is, Jesus, I was meeting, Don't Read Me, Read a Book, book club in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm now on I-70 on my way back to Philly. Thank you, baby. My baby is driving the car and trying to help me get my life as we speak. Let me tell you what this book club did for me, okay? We arrived to Columbus, Ohio, after an eight-hour drive, and we hit the Marriott, in which we had pick up our keys because the book club paid for our stay, me and my boyfriend. And when we got to our room, it was this fabulous bottle of Moscato, my favorite wine imaginable. It was some Amsterdam vodka for my boyfriend in this cheese tray, a card in which to tell us where we were going to be meeting for dinner. And I was overwhelmed and so, so, so excited. I did a video, you know what I'm saying? At first I did an ugly cry. Like, I cried like I was getting a whooping with the extension cord. It wasn't pretty. So I couldn't take any pictures or be in social media until I dealt with that. But once I did, I got on a video and I told them how very thankful I was. I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask and bring Keisha on the line. This is so horrible. Very thankful I was. We get to the I think it was BJ Brewery where we had dinner, and I had this fabulous salmon, and we just had the most awesome discussion about my book. It was in depth. They had, you know, great questions that they asked. They were really engaged, and I was just amazed. I was overwhelmed. I've been treated so exceptionally well on my book tour by the various book clubs and bookstores hosting me, and I just feel so blessed. And I can't stop talking about enough. They pulled out this cake with my latest book cover on it. They gave me a bunch of gifts that I don't think I even told anyone about yet. I had a goodie bag of candles and different kind of exotic teas. They gave me a car magnet for my car. Another card. I got like two cards. And then they bought, you know what I'm saying, half the books that I brought with them. It was just amazing. It was so amazing. I'm going to go live in their book group later on this evening to tell them a heartfelt thank you. Now, I am pressing hold and unhold. I'm going to ask you, Keisha, if you can hear me, just please call back in, because for some reason I can't take you off of hold on this show. So please just call back in, and then I'll bring you right back on and we can get started, because I'm so excited to talk to you, and I know that the listeners are too. Keisha has been promoting this show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. That's part of what she does. She's an excellent, excellent promoter, you know, and if you Google or search in any social media, get copying, you will find Keisha doing the damn thing for various authors in the industry. Now, hello, Keisha, can you hear me?
Julia, is it you? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes!
Julia Press Simmons, oh, my God!
Keisha, I wanted to, you can't see me in the car, but I'm doing the silly hand clap.
Me,
oh my
and
God. You will never part.
Oh, my God,
how
Julia.
Are you?
Julia, 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 like, I'm going to save some of my excitement for tomorrow when you're on the Writer's Life chat. I'll just give you a little bit today. But, oh, my God, Julia, please get it. Okay, I got it out. You got it out. Oh, my goodness. Julia, 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 Julia. I just want to say thank you for having me over here with you with Writing Warrior Radio. Thank you. This is, like, ultimately so, like, a dream come true in the sense of because you're my literary peer, you're my literary sister, like, fight the power, fist pump, all that good gushy stuff, you know, and it's just, like, wonderful to see you in this platform doing your thing. I was listening to you talk about me, and I'm listening to my bio, like, oh, that's me, because I'm just
right.
still, I'm
you
just
are
still
a
the same person, like, the same person 10 years ago who just wrote a book and just was like, I just want somebody to read my book, get it in Oprah's hands so I can meet up with her. And can y'all tell Elin Harris, like, I want to talk to him too. That's all I wanted to do 10 years ago. Like, just put me in those realms. And here we are 10 years later, I'm still here. It's just like, it's a blessing. People are like, oh my God, you're so lucky to work with this one or to know this one. It has nothing to do with luck. It's a blessing. There's a difference of the two, and I am fully aware. And I'm just, I'm here. Consistency.
I'm
just
happy to have you. Like, you are so ahead of your time in so many different aspects of the game. And I don't know if people listening, Keisha Green was quite a big deal on MySpace. She had brand magic before. Yes, because you branded yourself before anyone, got on the branding bandwagon. You were branded on MySpace, and I was watching you move, and I was so impressed. Before we get
Julia,
into it, I just want the listeners to know that she was traveling the country, branding herself on MySpace, before Facebook, before Twitter. She had a radio show popping. If you go on her archives, you can find an early interview with me and her, and me and all my ratchetesses, and her and all her fabulousness.
November 2008, Julia Press Simmons came on the show, and all she had was a book called Strawberry Mansion, a girl from Philly.
Yep.
I'm going to talk to Julia Press Simmons. And it was like from there, like just me and the branding. All I knew was like, okay, I'm kind of a big deal. Y'all know that? I'm kind of a big deal. Just like, let me just put that out there. And that was my thing. And it was like, some people was like, notice, I don't want to cuss, but notice Heffa didn't. And I was like, no, but I'm kind of a big deal. Diva books, I'm a literary diva. Wait, look at me. Oh, my God. You know, that whole thing. And I just ran with it. And so now, like, you know, people come across me, and they talk to me, Julia, they talk to me like I just started. And I'd be like, really?
Yes.
Like, who are you?
Yes.
Who are you?
Please show the queen some respect. She's not new to this. She's true to this.
For real, like
she is a big deal. Back in 2008 and 2007, 2006, she was kinda a big deal, but she is a big deal now.
Like,
and that's,
oh my goodness.
That's because nobody researches the industry. Nobody really. It's a lot of ignorance in our field, and I'm not saying that in a negative way. They just don't know. They don't know that they don't know.
Exactly. That's the scary part, that they really are blind to it, that they have no idea. And so it's just like, it's okay, it's cool. I'm still going to do what I need to do as an author, as a publisher, as a promoter, as a consultant, as a reviewer. All those titles that I have, I love them all. And again, it's a good feeling to still be able to be here and to provide these services, because you know, Julia, there's some authors that you started out with and you asking where they at right now, and it's like hashtag milk carton. You don't know, like, where they default.
You don't know. She said hashtag milk carton, baby. You don't know. They missing in action. We don't know. Okay. We're going to put an Amber Alert out on for some of y'all.
For real. If I'm ever missing, if I ever go missing and y'all like, where Keisha Green, forget the milk carton, get me a nice bottle of wine and make sure you get the best selfie because I got like over 200 of those bitches on my page. Find the best one and put it out there and look for me. Trust me. I'm fine.
I wonder if so much stuff going on with you. First of all, I just want to congratulations on your engagement. I know it's
old news.
But it was so amazing.
I just got engaged in December. I'm getting married in 2 months. It is big news. It is new news. It ain't old. Love never gets old. No, thank you.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And I will be inboxing you my new address so I can get my invitation.
Yes. Hello, you better bring your ass down from Philly. Look, Jersey.
Yes, will you be macaroni and the cheese?
Yes, I was just saying that. Like, there will be some baked macaroni and cheese at my wedding reception. I don't care what y'all say. Okay.
Yes,
it's gonna be black. It's gonna be black people macaroni and cheese too.
Black people macaroni and cheese. Big old googly pan. I probably have to work out for a week straight, but I will be eating
That's
it.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Oh my God.
I'm so glad that, you know, we got another show to talk because after we get finished boo loving on this phone call, this show is going to be over. And I'm like, what the hell? What was that about?
What was that about? Right, listeners, tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Writer's Life chat. I got Julia in the hot seat, y'all up in her business, all up in her business. But, yes, like when we get past the whole boo-loving part of it. But, yes, thank you for my engagement, you know, the well wishes on the engagement. It's, like, super, super dope. I'm going to marry my best friend. And I'm happy about
that. You're
gonna
marry your best friend, and I'm so happy for you. Let me tell you that I played your engagement video on Facebook 5,000 times.
Oh my God!
Crying,
God, like,
people
I
like,
cried.
"Well, what's wrong
I
with
cried.
You?" I'm
love
like, "Good luck." If you got 5,000 of those views on that video, it's for me.
I cried like when I watched it. Like, oh my God! Like, wow, this man loves me. Like, and he told the whole world. And I'm still looking like, huh? You talking to me? I was so oblivious to it. Like, I suppose I didn't know it was happening. I thought I was just going to a Christmas party. But that's why I was there for the food and the drinks. That's what I was there for. I did not know that I was getting engaged. So I was like, oh my God. But yes, that was like one of the best moments of 2015 for me. And it came right on time because I had just lost my nephew in October. So it was 2 months shy of that. It was like 2 months to that day. So it was something like I was already in my feelings. And then to have this proposal, it kind of like shifted the energy. So it was like, oh my God, high five, boo, for like taking me out of my feelings on that aspect and putting me into my feelings for something positive as opposed to me like, you know, being sad and so forth. So it was definitely a good thing. And so after that, it was like, he put a battery in my back because from that point on, I was like, all right, Keisha Green and Diva Books, we about to do the damn thing. All my brands, I'm about to just run. Like, I just went into 2016. I was like, oh, we're going to release books. We're going to do show. I'm going to take a co-host. I'm going to do everything. Everything that y'all ever said I couldn't do, I'm about to do it all right now. Right here in 1 month. Just going to bam, bam, bam. Just like do it. So I was just on it.
And I've been seeing you, and I've been so proud and so amazed because it's needed. Like, your energy in this industry is needed, and it's more people, you know. I said to myself on 2016 that I'm going to make better use of my platform.
Yeah.
I'm going to really take my writing career serious. I'm going to try to offer exposure to other, you know, say authors and writers, just really get into my craft. And when I saw the first advertisement I saw of the year, I think was a get caught reading meme with Dan Benjamin and KL Belvin. And then I saw the Writer's Life test, and I was like, wait a minute, is it back on the air?
It never left. It was still
excited.
Here. I just needed to, I said, oh my goodness, because for, you know, the show started out in 2008 and I was doing it solo. Like I tell people all the time, I don't talk to your author, your favorite author's author. I don't talk to everybody. Check my archives. And so going into 2016, 8 years later, I said, in all of this, I've never had a co-host. I said, let's see how that works. And just from a conversation from another colleague, me and Diane, we spoke about it. And I was like, Diane, you know, try it out and see what you think. Like, because she was thinking about doing a radio show as well. And I said, well, come on the Writer's Life Chats and help me out. And let's see how it works. The chemistry was undeniable. And, like, she has been a godsend since January. I love it. She, like, I feed off of her energy and vice versa. Sometimes I'm so silly, and she comes in there like, all right, Keisha, focus. But I'm so silly. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Give me a minute. And then sometimes I'll say some stuff, and she'll just be like, I can hear her, like, she'll make a sound. I'm like, oops. Oh, you know, my bad. Like, sorry, I'm ratchet. I got no home training, but it's all good. But we have a good time. We talk to some amazing people.
She is one of the sweetest people ever.
Yes, I love Diane.
If you're listening, Diane. I love you, boo.
Yes.
And I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, she's so awesome. Exactly.
She deserves everything.
That is coming to her this year. I am so proud to call her my, you know, my literary sister, my colleague, my friend. She has a lot of great stuff in the works this year, and she's doing her thing, and I'm just very proud of her, and I have to give her her props. Shout out to Diane. Congratulations to on her Literary Excellence Award this year. She won. I won this year. We're both going down to Atlanta in July, and we just going
to
do it.
I can't wait to come. I'm not nominated for nothing winning, but I'm going to come and slay.
You better help.
I didn't got her. Yes, I'm going to be on the red carpet in Atlanta taking pictures.
Yes.
I'm in it to win it this year, and I'm going to be doing interviews for my blog.
Awesome.
Yes, I cannot wait to see y'all, and congratulations on your nomination. Oh, my God. I know her listener tuning in and be like, well, what does she write?
It's not even about the book. Like, I started out, I'll tell you this, like, I wanted to write. I've been writing since I was 11, but professionally not until 2006. And for me, it's never about the writing. Like, that was what opened the door for me, to got me in here, because I have so many other passions. I love working behind the scenes with so many authors. I love doing the virtual assistant, the literary consulting, the book reviews, the formatting, just promoting them. Like, that's where I get my, you know, the biggest highlights. But don't get me wrong, I love short stories. I like erotica. I'll put books out. Like, I just released a nonfiction book, hashtag books are a business, because that's my thing. Books are a business. Stop playing. You out here with these books, do something. Make some money. Stop sitting here on Facebook talking about one click it. Do something else. Get off of Facebook. Go somewhere else. Utilize all the social networks. Get outside of the social networks. Go to a library. Make an event. You don't have the money to attend the Harlem Book Fair because the table costs $350. Make your own event and get your own thing going into action. There's no reason for you not to be making any money in 2016 as a self-published author. The days of them not paying us any attention or thinking that we're not worthy are over with. We do it. Our numbers prove it. So, like, get out your own way. Hashtag books are business. I can't stress enough.
Hashtag books are a business. I can't wait to download it. I will be downloading it tonight.
Oh, wait. You can't download it.
I can't download it. How can I get it?
No, I ain't playing those Kindle games. No. I am paying paperback. I'm taking it back 10 years ago how it was when I came in this industry.
If you don't tell me how I can get it, I will snatch you bald. How can I
I will get you a copy. Don't you worry, but you won't download that book. But yes, it's paperback. It's all about the paperback right now. But just even, like, you know, with this year, I signed my first author, Unique Pen, and I put out her book, We Built This City. Then I went on the next month to release an erotica anthology with myself, Kenny York, and Michonne, and T. Renee, called Erotic Escapades. I put that out, and then just last month I did Books Are a Business. I have another short story that I'm working on with Kenny that we're going to be – that will be coming out in the summer sometime soon. And I got some other little stories that are working, that are brewing in my head. So, I mean, I like writing, but I love promoting. I love talking about the business. I love consulting, I think, a little bit more. So that's where I really, like, you know – have a lot of fun. Yesterday, I did my first chat and shoe with author K.L. Belvin. That was a big success. So I'm all in. Whatever it is regarding literary, Keisha Green is somewhere in the mix. That's all I can say. I'm always doing something.
You better tell me how I can do a chat and shoe.
Girl, you listen. And I'm glad you brought that up because we will talk after this and you will be coming to Jersey to do a chat and shoe, trust me. And we're going to have fun.
Yes.
We're going to have fun. Yes.
Well,
you tell me what your schedule is for the summer, and I'm going to fit you in. Julia Press Simmons, y'all listeners, she's coming to Jersey. We're doing a chat and shoe, and we're going to have a good time. So make sure you stay in the loop because you can ask the people that were in attendance yesterday at the chat and shoe, those swag bags. Oh, my God. The swag bags in itself, they were like a retail value of like over $80 in itself. So, like, it's like, come on. It's a good look. So I'm looking to talk to readers, authors, book clubs, make these chat and shoes successful, and let readers know about talented authors such as yourself. So definitely.
Well, because we have like 4 minutes left to the show.
Okay.
So
okay.
Everybody needs to know your contact information, how to get in contact with you, how to hire you, how to get on the Keisha Green Diva Books Inc.
On social media. Keisha Green everywhere is Keisha Green. If you my website is www.divabookinconline.com. If that's too long for you, just Google Keisha Green. Trust me, I will come up. You will find me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Blogger. Keisha Green, it's me. You can find me. But yes, I'm just blessed. I'm a happy camper. And again, thank you, Julia, for this platform for me to talk about me.
I can't wait for us to talk. It's like, we don't have enough time. I can't wait for us to talk tomorrow.
Girl, you're coming on
so the
road like that tomorrow. We're going to have fun.
I love you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Love
and
you
I'm
too.
Sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, it's okay.
I didn't do it from my computer.
No, it's fine. Definitely drive safe. Get back to Philly, and I will talk to you tomorrow on the show.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.